отличающихся семинаров. Вот, может быть, они могут быть использованы как темы для семинаров, которые русские специалисты будут представлять.
Ну, там есть еще, там, где табличка «Данная конвентаризация», там есть и предложение Макарова Любовь Владимировна. Они желтым цветом были выделены. Но Елена должна была их перевести на английский, они у вас есть. Есть, да, они у вас?
Сейчас смотрим. Это значит, какой документ еще раз?
По-русски он называется «Данная конвентаризация материалов по проблеме негативного воздействия отходов ДВНК на здоровье населения города Закаменск». Ну, это самая первая была таблица.
Да, это таблица.
So there's a survey and an inventory and a planning and a projects memo.
Да, и там есть результаты социально-гигиенического мониторинга. Это составляла Любовь Владимировна Макарова. Вот это тоже надо обязательно обсудить. Поскольку она здесь, и она может ответить на вопросы.
Ну, давайте обсудим. Елена, вы переводите для Любовь Владимировны, хорошо? Paul, they're saying we're going to start with this, and a big portion of this data was described by Любовь Макарова, and she's there to answer any questions. So,
so this is the projects. So we're talking about the projects memo, implemented and proposed.
So am I looking at the right thing? No.
That is inventory of materials. There's three of them. This is number three. The one I'm looking at is number two. Now Irina is calling. So I will... not accept her call and try and add her. So there's the three memos. One is survey, one is proposed projects, and one is inventory of data sources. So which is the one you wish to discuss?
Inventory.
Yes.
Okay. So inventory is the one that I called number three.
Это документ номер три, да?
По-английски.
По-английски. Inventory of materials. Инвентаризация материалов. Этот? Пол их пронумерировал. Там первое, второе, третье. Третье — это как раз вот инвентаризация.
Да-да-да. И там есть результаты социально-гигиенического мониторинга.
Сергей saying вот there are results of the surveys of surveys monitoring and conducted constructed. Are there more? Valuba.
Yeah, three pages. This is the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's these pages.
But which part do they want to discuss?
So what I understand this table to show is the kinds of studies and some of the conclusions for the different kinds of data listed on the left.
Если я правильно понимаю, Пол говорит, эта таблица включает в себя разные работы и исследования и выводы из них, правильно?
And some of these are mentioned in the basic approaches paper that we've gotten a presentation of, but we don't know what the data is. We know a little bit about the scope and some conclusions.
Ну, мы не до конца понимаем данные, которые приводятся здесь. Тут мы понимаем выводы, вроде небольшие факты.
For example, if we wanted to identify ways to address some of the lacking information.
Например, если нам нужно поднять вопросы информации, которой не хватает.
Things like aerial survey data, outdated, that there are ways to fill that information gap. Other things are going to require other efforts.
Некоторые пробелы в имеющихся данных можно легко заполнить, да, там, например, обзор с воздуха, или это, я не знаю, фотографии, или на что Пол ссылается, но некоторые другие данные трудно пробелы заполнить.
Ну, может быть, он конкретно скажет, какой пункт, там, первый, второй.
Хорошо.
Владимир Вонститов.
Наталья, Владимир Федорович хочет как раз чуть-чуть прокомментировать, сказать пару комментариев к этой таблице.
Да-да, вы переводите для Владимира на английский, сейчас. Пожалуйста.
Поставил одну из задач, создание научной базы данных.
So one of the tasks was to create a research database.
Сергей Шатаев предложил формат вот такой базы данных, построенный на основе алгоритма, предложенного исследователями из Пермского центра.
And Sergei proposed that we should make this database, research database, on the including the parameters suggested by the PERM center. So this is based on the PERM experience. I mean, this table itself, the parameters like medical, biological inventory, estimation, assessment, and lacking information.
Okay, very good.
В виде вот этой таблицы, и поэтому прежде всего жду комментарий по форме. Если она удачная, то ее можно принять за основу и уже пополнять в дальнейшем.
So the main purpose of this table was to show you the, I would say, kind of a scheme which we can follow. An algorithm sort of filling into this research database. If we agree that this is convenient and, would say, appropriate, then we will follow this table and we'll fill in with the new information and with the data we lack.
Do we accept the format?
В конечном итоге, наверное, продумать и подготовить тему белых книг.
And this is why, while completing this table with information, with new information, research data, we will be able to make up a book, which is called the White Book, with independent
white papers.
Data.
Okay.
The projects on the main issues.
Извиняюсь, сейчас я все-таки попробую с Майей связаться, потому что она упорно на меня выходит.
Хорошо.
То есть я сейчас отключусь, а потом снова включусь.
Хорошо. Сергей is going to try to connect with Май.
Okay, I've called her again for the third time, and haven't been connecting. So my thought on hearing that is that... most of the people in the DNA project network are biological or health scientists. And so I'm looking at item 2, the estimated levels of pollution and population groups at risk, and item 6. because those are the two categories that look like they're population related. And I don't see a discussion of how the population is characterized or surveyed, or how their characteristics are differentiated.
Большинство ученых, которые работают в проекте Дине, они биологи. А я вот смотрю сейчас на... таблицу, и тут пункт номер 2 и номер 6.
О, здравствуйте.
Здравствуйте. Это Ирина Май?
She is calling from a different number. She is calling from the Federal Risk Center, which I have not sent a request to. She is not at the number that you sent me, Sergei. So I can now find her, I think, through that Federal Risk Center. Okay, we'll see if this works. We want to add Federal Risk Center, add people. We'll call it Federal Risk. Come on, fingers. What is that thing actually called? Federal Risk Center Management. Federal Center Risk Management. So we're here. We're trying to add Federal Risk Center. Federal Center Risk Management. Spelled right. We want to... we want to call them. We can't.
Add
people. Yes, we want to say yes. We want to add. It's not a live button. Add people. There. So they need to call in through the Irina Mai address, not the Federal Risk Center address, to get on the call.
Сергей Герасимович, алло. Is he even connected?
He's still there, but he may be on the phone or...
Сергей Герасимович.
Ирины Владиславовны не будет. Она не успела прилететь из Москвы. Поэтому здесь только мы Ирину Владиславовну не ждем.
А мы это кто?
Витовшинина Светлана Анатольевна и Устинова Ольга Юрьевна.
Ага. So Ирина Май is not back from her business trip. So it's Витовшинина. And one more person from that institute.
Okay. Well,
I heard them talk. So does it mean they're connected to you?
Let's ask.
Добрый
день. Это Perm?
Участники из Перми, вы нас слышите? Yes.
Хорошо. Okay. So we've got. So does this make is this a question, Elena, Esther, Chris? Had you noticed this? These two sections talk more about the harmful components in the area, more than the population groups or the records of those populations.
Сейчас мы его вызовем.
They had no success to identify the metals from the body burden.
Well, there,
so maybe that's what they think, that it shouldn't be, you know, further pursued because it's difficult.
Well, but that doesn't address the question of the record of population groups at risk. That's what he's saying. We still don't know the the at-risk population, the population that would be sampled, tested.
Мы смотрим на вашу таблицу.
Can you connect to Sergey? You're asking.
Sergey should be connected. His icon is visible. He's not answering, though.
Сергей Герасимович. Алло.
He's saying he's not connected to us.
Okay, well, we can pretend we're calling again, but I think we're already connected.
Because he hung up.
I don't know how we can have his icon show and him be hung up at the same time, but I'm willing to try.
Алло, кто на связи?
Вы на связи.
А Сергея Герасимовича нету? Мы хотим продолжать вашу таблицу обсуждать.
Да-да, тут просто поступил комментарий, Владимир Федорович, я хотела бы сказать. Mm-hmm. So there is a comment from Vladimir about this table.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, if you are interested in the in this 1.2 and 0.6, let's say, parts of the table, there is a reference number 5 in the 6th one. Record of population groups at risk, there is a reference number 5. Have you found it?
Yes.
It's in break. So it means that this information was taken from this number 5 source, so, I mean, which is Krusakov risk assessment of children health affected by epigenetic sense. And Vladimir has compiled this table just to show what is available, but he is not. It's not in his authority probably to speak for all this research. He just compiled this information into a table to show what is available, what can be found, and this is why. The question is, maybe we should translate and find and translate this paper if you're interested, or maybe, I don't know what other suggestions.
Okay, thank you. That's very clear.
We need the paper. I would like to read this.
Yeah, we would say yes.
So yes, we're interested in having the papers cited so that we are able to understand the depth of the information, not just the area that it covers.
We need the paper because it's in Russian.
In both languages.
Да, мы хотели бы получить статьи, на которые ссылки сделаны, на русском и на английском, или на каком они там имеются в распространении. Если на двух языках, то на обоих, или хотя бы на одном языке мы переведем. Paul, did you hear that?
Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised to hear that.
Yes, Paul, talking. No. You probably know that the main source of information for the table was Chmielewski report.
Yes.
It provides an in-depth analysis of
the situation. In Закаменск. Закаменске.
Yes.
Вы эту статью можете нам прислать?
Vladimir is answering the phone, and I will ask him later.
Okay. So that's Kremenitsky's consolidated report also is. It's obviously easier to get the Russian version and then see what we need to have in English. If we're talking about several 20-page reports, we're talking about a real burden, and it may not be the best use of the time, but you have some thoughts, Elena, Esther, Chris, Curtis, about what you'd like to see?
What are these reports about?
These are the reports that provide the data that's identified in the table.
On the fourth page of the amendment number 3.
The reference is listed. Item 5 is the report cited as 5 in record of population. So it's a children's study.
So it's probably the one that they had the table. Right.
So we have
from
just
1999 till 2003. Right.
So we just have little pieces, and we'd like to see the whole thing.
Exactly. Right. So I would like to see it, but if it's not available in English, we need to know if anybody can translate it. I don't want you translate it.
No, she will translate it. They said maybe summary or parts of
at least the table. You know, if the table is translated,
да, можно добыть эту статью.
Yes, Natasha, it's possible. Vladimir
has it from the there
is an electronic
version of it, so it, we can send it to you if
you
need. Uh-huh. Она на русском? Yes, it's in Russian.
Uh-huh. They have it in Russian. Yeah. Пришлите нам. Хорошо. Yes, Vladimir will send it to you if you need.
Is the question of whether they should only send the Russian version, or we have to wait until we get an English version?
А как насчет английской версии? Вы сможете статью перевести?
Ну, возможно, просто надо, наверное.
If she were to translate the article. Ну да. The article is in Russian, so we'll have to work on the translation between her and me. Or if she's doing it, she needs to know like by when. Or how extensive is the article.
Translate it through Google, and then if you're interested in some parts, we just can focus on these particular parts and provide a better translation rather than Google translated version. Just to, maybe to make it a bit faster. And
how long is the article? If it's so expensive.
So the article is about 10 pages, and the report by Kremenetsky is about 200 pages.
That's the Kremenetsky I know. I'd expect that. He's got data for many samples, and he's got all of the elements. That's very important, because that's much more recent than the Khodnovich stuff from 2002. So I think those are two priorities.
Elena said she.
I want to suggest something about translating documents. If you would like, if you have a lot of tables, you would like to preserve those sheets in Microsoft Word document. Just go to the review.
Hang on. I see that talking.
Они в основном касаются окружающей среды. Да. У нас же проблема заключается в том, чтобы как оценить воздействие, пути воздействия на человека.
As you can see, the majority of information is based on the study of the environment and environmental factors. But what we are interested in is the population health. Public health harm and the ways how these ways
influence people's health and how environmental have health problems. Те среды, которые непосредственно вот, попадают в организм человека, загрязнены токсикантами. Вот это вот на сегодня у нас как бы проблему представляет. So what is an issue today, what, I mean a real problem, what we need to study is the biological media which are contaminated with toxicants and how to reveal them, which they are, what kind they are, and this is what we need to study and investigate more. Потому что непосредственно сама почва напрямую не воздействует на человека, ее как бы не едят, а воздействие идет опосредованно